Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. If you missed last episode, I know it's been a while, but go give that a listen if you haven't already. We talked about our top 15, 17 quarterbacks, or tight ends, sorry. But how are you doing today? Oh, sorry, Zane.
It was like top 20 tight ends. But
no, yeah, it was like...
it ended up being top 20.
No, we started adding some guys, but yeah.
But I'm doing good, you know. After we're finally back, you know. I hope y'all at least missed us a little bit. It's been 2 weeks, 17 days to be exact. You know, we had some sickness, some travel, some studying, some testing.
Yes.
Okay, testing sounds pause on that one, but. it's just been a whole mess of the past 17 days, but we're back and better than ever. We'll try and pump out the episodes to our normal, so back to our... Well, okay, we're a day late, but it'll be back to Monday, like Friday schedule, starting next week. And
yeah.
Yeah, we're doing our running backs, so I'm excited because we're back with another episode. How are you doing, though?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm kind of in the off-season mode where I'm like, forgetting who signed with who. Like, while me and Zane were preparing, I was like, oh, shoot, he did. Like, Mixon did go to the Texans. Like, I don't know. I feel like every football fan does this. Like, they just, like, after the offseason or after free agency, everyone just, like, misses football, but it's just, like, in the back of their head now.
Now it's kind of low-key top sport now that basketball just ended.
South yeah.
Let's go. Woohoo! Jaylen Brown, finals MVP.
Oh, wait. They play tonight?
Yeah. Celtics 1-0.
Celtics. Hey.
First time since, like, 2007, I think. 2008.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize the game was tonight. But, yeah, I was watching the game. I mean, we can talk about it for a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have much to say. I think low-key Celtics had a super team, and I knock LeBron for always doing that. It works, though, but, like, I'm never going to give outstanding credit to any of the Celtics guys. It was just a good team. Good coach. Good.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted their two guys. Like, exactly. They're starting two, so it's like.
And then they brought in the other three.
Yeah, I mean. But yeah, especially you being a Patriots fan.
Yes, I haven't had a Boston thing since 2019.
Oh no, not 2019! That was so long ago.
It was. It was 5 years ago.
Imagine your last championship was 2009.
Fair point.
No. but yeah. Any NFL news that's recently broken out since before we get into this episode?
For Ayuk.
Oh yeah, I did see that where Brandon Ayuk was on FaceTime with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think it's a publicity thing, like to try and get people to like hype it up so that they eventually do sign him.
Yeah. Yeah, now, my thought process, like, seeing that video was, like, even if it was like that, I think he still wants out. Like, surely he still wants out.
I would honestly, if I'm him at this point, I want out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Higgins finally signed.
Oh, yeah, Higgins signed a one-year deal.
Falcons lost a fifth-round pick.
With Kirk Cousins, yeah. But in Patriots. Oh, sorry, what?
I was sorry, it was three players that they technically violated it with.
Oh, who?
So it was Kirk Cousins, Mooney, and Charlie Wooner. They violated it for all three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. But in Patriots news. Tom Brady got his number retired. They're building a statue for him.
My goat. I'm not even going to see it at training camp. That's what makes me sad. It's not going to be done.
Yeah, that's going to...
until next year.
I mean, well-deserved. I mean, Brady.
It was a matter of freaking time.
Yeah. I wish they would have signed him to, like, a one-day contract or something that day, you know? That would have been cool.
Yeah, but he's retiring with the team. They're retiring his number.
Yeah.
So, like, they're doing all of it. So, like, it still works. Like, it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, it truly was.
I'm just glad it happened.
Yeah. But is that all of the NFL news?
I guess, like, Juwan Johnson got hurt. Rodgers hasn't been at minicamp and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes. I saw...
Jordan extension?
Yeah, I saw the... Robert Saleh was, like, saying, oh, yeah, I have a good connection with him. Like, he's just not here. And then Sauce Gardner, I think it was, he was like, he's a 20-year vet. Like, he can basically do whatever. Like, he doesn't have to be here, but...
So true.
I mean, hey.
Okay, there's been a couple... All right, I have a couple... I'm just going to go down a list. A couple extensions, actually, that have happened. Signings or extensions. Cam Sutton went to the Steelers. CMC signed to a 2-year deal. Jettas got his extension, a bag, if I might add. The Bills signed an Olympian. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I did. Jennings
got an extension. Nico Collins got an extension.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And then
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence got his extension.
Oh my gosh.
Goff got an extension. I don't know if we're talking about all these. Goff got an extension. Amon-Ra got an extension. Penei Sewell got an extension. I don't feel like we talked about those.
Yeah, I don't think we have. Yeah, I mean,
a bunch of extensions that went on.
Yeah.
Pretty cool though.
I mean they trust the Lions. They like trust Goff, so like I mean yeah. They clearly do now. After leading him to the NFC Championship, so I think that was a well-deserved signing. But I'd like to talk about Trevor Lawrence's signing.
Yeah. I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. My first thought was he just stole from the Jaguars. Like, that was such an overpay. Like, Trevor Lawrence, I'm not saying, like, Trevor Lawrence is a bad quarterback or whatever. I'm just saying, like, he's not worth that much money.
I will give him this. He led the Jaguars when healthy, when the team was healthy. They were 8-3, all right, this past season. Then he got hurt and Christian Kirk got hurt and everything went downhill. I'm not faulting him for this past season at all. This season really is a prove-it year, though. Not, like, prove-it year, but, like, this is, like, the... Can you beat the Daniel Jones type allegations type year? Like, because people are comparing their stats and everything. You can't count T-Law's first year, like, at all. Like, that's not fair at all. Urban Meyer is worse than anybody else in the league. It's, I think, agreed upon at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have gave him another year. But, yeah, it's just, yeah. He's not worth the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Like, he's not worth that much money.
No.
And now he's setting the new salary for quarterbacks.
Yeah, Dak, like, is probably going to end up with over $60 million a year. Either
that is crazy.
Or with on another team. I'm going to guess another team, but that's my guess.
Another team, I would understand. Like, that's an understandable pay.
Like, it's free agency, you're going to overpay. Like, they had to kind of get behind it.
But the Cowboys, no.
There should be a hometown discount there.
Yeah. And I don't know why people just don't do the Brady route. Like, Brady was never the highest paid.
It's because Brady was selfless. A lot of more people now are selfish.
Yeah.
Which, that's why, and like, go. That's why he won 6 championships, because he didn't give his money away, but like, he left money available so that other people could get paid so they could have a team.
Yeah, and people talk about, like, oh, Brady had a good team. He did, because he didn't take the money, and Brady is still so talented.
Exactly.
So it's like I could legit be the biggest Patriots hater. Like, I could be. But, like, a non-Steeler fan, like, I have to give flowers where it's due. Like, he did the right thing.
He sacrificed a lot.
Yeah.
His marriage, even, actually.
Yeah, he did.
They broke up. The person she cheated on him with, they broke up.
Yeah, because of, like, the pressure of the media or something like that.
Oh, it's so amazing. Brady is playing chess while everybody plays checkers. It's beautiful. That's my goat.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But yeah. What are your thoughts on the Trevor Lawrence?
Okay, for me, I understood it from, like, I got it explained to me, like, a different way. It's like, he's not going to be the highest paid for that much longer. He's the highest paid for now, so that they didn't have to make him higher paid than he already is. They went ahead and gave him 55, so they don't have to give him 65 later on. Like, it's just like, because they put him in a spot where he won't be the highest paid for long. I think T-Law is a top 10 quarterback. I put him at about, like, 7 or 8 on, like, if I'm starting a team, he's a top, like, 8 quarterback I'd want for my team. So I'd pay him top dollar to have him on my team. You know, like, on that way I look at it, I'm like, okay, I can understand it. And his team also dropped a bunch of passes and touchdowns this past year. That was Ridley's big issue. Honestly, like, if I'm being honest, like, that was his big issue. They dropped, like, he dropped, like, 5 touchdowns this past year. Crazy.
So, yeah, but
imagine how T-Law would look now if he had 5 more touchdowns this past year.
Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence also overthrew a handful of guys, too. So it's like, he still needs to work on his accuracy. Like, there were a bunch of plays where, like, he would miss passes.
The terrible.
That is fair. But yeah.
I think if people compare him to Daniel Jones, like, truthfully to Daniel Jones, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Daniel Jones is just not your guy.
But, like, my take on the contract, it's fine. I wouldn't have given him 55. I would have given him, like, 52 to 50, like, that range, you know? But, like, it's not, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Because he won't be, like I said, he won't be the highest paid for much longer.
Yeah. That's fair.
Tua and Jordan Love will both outrank him, and so will Dak in, like, the next 6 months.
I mean, this might be a hot take, but I would nearly want Jordan Love and Dak above Trevor Lawrence.
Dak is very close, but I would say I'd give it to him. I'd give him the edge. Just slightly, though. Just because Dak has more experience.
I mean, yeah.
And, like, we know what we're getting with Dak. We don't know what we're getting with Trevor.
But he's been in the league for 4 years, though, now. So it's like,
his first year was Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that is fair. Coming into your fifth year, you gotta do something.
Gosh, this is Trevor Lawrence's fourth year. So he's only had 2 years of actual realness to him, because Urban Meyer was the first year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't hate it, though. I feel like that's all the news that's gone on, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think so. I think we covered it.
So let's get into today's topic of the running backs, you know? I have them pulled up here, as you can see. We're doing top 38. That's awkward, I know, but I felt like there was, like, 40 running backs almost that, like, we could fit in, and so we didn't want anybody being like, oh, what about this guy? Who, I'm sure we're forgetting somebody. And I apologize. I'm not thinking of 40 running backs off the top of my head. These were just the ones I got pulled up.
Yeah. Where are we stopping for this episode?
You feel like 38. 19, 20? Like
20. 9, 20, 20, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, like 20. You know, I think that works. I know what route you're probably going to go with the rookies in the back. but I'm not that type of person, because I feel like there is a couple guys I have to put behind them for sure. For me, 38 is going to be Gus Edwards. He's injury prone. I still think Zeke has a little more gear than he does. So it's like they're both in the back, I will say. Both Zeke and Edwards are in the back. I still think, actually, it's because he played on the Patriots. I just still think Zeke is more of that guy. He was, at least this past year, he was a little bit better.
Yeah, and Zeke's show has shown more than
exactly
Edwards has, so. But yeah.
I don't feel like there's much to say on him other than he's old, he's injury prone, and he's just old.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, we take different routes. I look on it based on like what I've seen, not like the what ifs.
I'm so wrong. Hold on.
Wait.
I'm so wrong. Sorry. I had him confused for someone else. But continue.
Wait, you just moved Zeke?
No, I just looked. I'm very wrong. I was thinking of someone else. That's my bad. I was thinking of a different Ravens running back. So that's my fault. Edwards was a lot better this past year. A lot. Like, I will put emphasis on the word a lot. So I'm actually going to move Zeke to 38.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
But here I have, I forgot who I ranked in my, like, running backs, so I have to, like, rookies. I think I had Blake Corum lower than Trey Benson.
I feel like it, maybe. Yeah, I think you might have.
Maybe I had Trey Benson lower. I'm just going to go with Trey Benson. I'm going to go with Trey Benson. Because what I'm remembering is, like, I liked Blake Corum because Michigan had that run-heavy offense. He just had more production. But Trey Benson, I was pretty – I don't remember. I think he was 4 or 5. But, yeah, this is just based on, like, he's a rookie. He's injured, so it's like – And you know, running backs are very, like, you get them and then you get rid of them, like, the instant they're, like, slowing down.
Yeah.
So, him starting off injured isn't a positive sign, but, yeah, that's where I have Benson at 38, simply because he's a rookie.
Do you want me to just make a rookie category for you?
I mean, you could, honestly, like...
can do it, like, just real fast. It's not like that.
Yeah, you could actually just do that, because I don't know. It's hard for me to look at, like, things like the... Not hard for me, but, like, when I'm ranking guys, it's more of, like, a... I like to look at them as...
Yeah.
Rookies, but, and...
There's, like, 3 rookies on here, right?
Yeah.
There's 3, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that for you. I want to add them in, because we're both different on this, obviously, so it's different viewpoints. So we'll touch up on guys at different times. But yeah, I like Benson like that. Honestly, I think he's probably 3rd on mine. So, Gus was a lot better than I thought. Whoops. Gus was, I will put an emphasis on the word a lot better than I thought. Zach Moss, I'm going to have here at 37. I don't think Zach is that great. I've never thought he was good. I was honestly confused when the Bengals signed him, but then they got rid of Mixon, so I guess he's going to be like their RB2, maybe their RB1. I think Chase Brown should have it. That's at least my opinion, though. Let me see. Yeah, he just, like, his stats overall, like, it's better than Zeke, but it's not better than what Gus Edwards was this past year. And I still think they're probably about even just overall. I'm not a big Zach fan, and I think Chase Brown will take him by the end of the year. He's not on the list, obviously. I couldn't find him. That's my bad. If you look at this on, if you saw this on TikTok first, after we posted on TikTok, that's why he's not on here. So, yeah, that's my reasoning. I just think as a receiving threat and as a rushing threat, especially at the goal line, I would put Gus over Moss.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had a couple good games the past 2 years. So
he's just mainly been in a backup role, you know?
Yeah. He's really just there to step up whenever Taylor gets injured.
That's what he was this past year, yeah.
Here I have Blake Corum.
Yeah, you're touching up the rookies first.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
He was really good in Michigan. He's more of a smaller guy. He, like, burst through the hole. Like, he's really good at finding the hole that I remember watching. Like, but yeah. Blake Corum, good. He got drafted by where? Where did he get drafted?
Rams. He was the Rams. So he'll be backed up for Kyren Williams this past year. Or this next year, not this past year. He'll back up Kyren this year. Unless Kyren, actually, who I've heard hasn't practiced yet. So, you know, that's something, in my opinion, you look out for, because if he's not practicing, that's not good.
Yeah. You might be nervous about the injuries.
Exactly. And he only played 12 games this past year anyway, so he's injury prone. So them grabbing Corum was good. I will say I really wanted the Chargers to get him. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
I don't own the team. So next, I'm going to have Khalil Herbert. That's who this is. That's who the picture is, for those watching on YouTube and for those listening online. Khalil Herbert is 36 for me. He's obviously now the backup to Swift. He never was a great starter. He was a solid starter, kind of like Moss. I was going to say kind of like Elliott, but Elliott had a great prime. He's just way past it. Now he's just a solid starter. Herbert's just solid. He's not like 100% reliable, but he's not bad either. He had some great plays. I'm pretty sure I'm thinking of the right guy.
Yeah. Khalil Herbert.
He was solid. Like, he's not great. He's not bad. Let me see.
Yeah, he's a solid running back. He was pretty solid in the Bears. There were some games where he had some really good games, like, but yeah.
Yeah, like these three, honestly, you could flip all three. I wouldn't care. They're just in the same tier. I think Gus is just a little better.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, looking at it, I could say Zach and Elliott over Herbert. It's just very close.
Yeah, that is fair. But I have Jonathan Brooks here. My final rookie. He's the second best running back in this draft that I personally think. I think Jalen Wright has the edge on him, but Jonathan Brooks looked phenomenal in Texas, so I think he's going to be a good running back in the league. My concern is his injury, because I think he got injured in Texas too, if I remember correctly.
That's his thing, is he was injured this past season. He's recovering. Their coach said he might not be ready for the start of the year, but he should be ready at some point. So he'll probably just take his time and learn, and they'll probably let Chuba Hubbard take the starting role for a while, and then Brooks will come in. That's my prediction, at least.
Yeah, that's a fair prediction there. But yeah.
Like, I will say, honestly, these two, I like them more than Benson.
Oh, yeah, no, I do too.
I think both of them have a lot better chance of starting than Benson does over James Conner, who I still think is good. I will never be convinced otherwise. I think he will always be good. Just because of 1 year, he saved my butt in fantasy. So,
are you talking about the when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No. It was like, I think first year for Cardinals. Like, he was like RB6. And it, like, it was kicking butt. So, let's see. I keep pushing Edwards forward. I just realized, but I'm gonna have Benson. Benson, yeah, a like, honestly, for the same reasons, I just feel like he falls in this tier. Like, I don't feel like he's going to be any better than these guys over here, maybe. Just because the injuries, man. Like, I'm concerned. I am very concerned on his injury side of things. And he won't be overtaking Connor, so he'll be sitting in an RB2 role, kind of like the rest. Well, okay, Elliott won't this year, but, like, he's also old. So it's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, Benson.
Like you said, Benson, solid injury concerns, too heavy.
Yeah, fully agree. Fully agreed. But I am going to go with Zeke here. He's old. He lost his power. He's just falling off, really. Hasn't shown much since he left the Cowboys, so now he's back with the Cowboys, so
yeah. I will say, I'll give him this. As a Patriots fan, we sucked this past year, and he was one of two bright spots on the entire offense this past year. I loved him this past year. So I will give him that much. He was one of two bright spots. But the team around him did not help him at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give him that much, but, like, yeah, I agree with you. He's probably the bottom running back right now.
Yeah.
At least on this list. Just because, dude is such a beast in his prime, though. Like, real quick, like, just thinking about that part, I went and watched some of him, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, it was so crazy.
Yeah, Zeke was a dog. Like, he was...
Rookie year, okay? 16K yards and 15 touchdowns his rookie year. That's just rushing. Like, that's not even including the receiving
stuff. That was the same year that Dak became quarterback, right?
I'm pretty... Maybe. You're testing my ability. But, okay, he also had 363 yards receiving and one touchdown there. So he had 16 touchdowns and 1,900 yards.
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah. I remember Zeke's year. But...
Yeah. Like, that's insane to me. Like, okay. I know it was Dak was in, or was a rookie of the year. What did Dak look like?
He led them to the playoffs, I believe.
Maybe. Okay, how are we giving that over? Sorry. No, I will respectfully. I haven't watched Dak 2016 as much as I probably should have, but I will give. I think that should have been Zeke's.
They got drafted in the 2016 draft.
Yeah. I still think that should have been Zeke's award. It's okay. Let's just move on.
Hold up. I want to look at Dak Prescott's numbers.
His rookie year wasn't amazing, but actually, interceptions-wise, it was awesome. I will give him that. Interceptions-wise, he was low. He had 4.
Yeah. Dak is somewhat decent at protecting the ball.
Yeah, I'll always give him... Outside of 1 year, he was always good at it. Yeah.
This year.
For my next pick. Sorry. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, this year he said, like, was he the guy that, like, said the quote, like, oh, there won't be, we're not going to throw over 5 interceptions this year?
I think it was something like that, yeah. It was something of that nature. I'm going to have Gus Edwards here at 34. I think Gus, like I mentioned, Gus is solid. Gus is a good running back. I just think he's older and injury prone, and he's on a Chargers team that's kind of just in an awkward spot at the moment. He had 13 touchdowns this past year and 800 yards. And I think he came in halfway through if I'm not mistaken, he came in like week 1 or 2 and took over the role. So.
Yeah, because Dobbins got injured.
Again. That's why he's not on here, by the way, for any Dobbins lovers. If he had not got injured, he'd be on this list. But he can't stay healthy to save his life.
Yeah, dude. I don't know when Dobbin fans will stop. Will, like, give up on him. Because, like, every year I always hear the Dobbins hype. Like, I'm looking at the top 32 on BFF right now, and they have Dobbins at 18, above Harris.
Is that this year or was that last year?
Hold up, let me look. BFF ahead of 2023, okay.
I didn't know if PFF made the rankings yet. But yeah, I'm going to have Gus Edwards here at 34. So.
Yeah.
A lot better than I thought he was. I was honestly, I don't even know who I was thinking of for the Ravens running back wise. But I didn't think he was as good. He was kind of just a touchdown stealer, but he was getting in the end zone, and that's what mattered. Dude scored.
Yeah. So. Okay, here at 34. I'm gonna go with Zach Moss.
We're in agreement on that then. Yeah.
I feel like he needs a guy in front of him to be, like, I think he needs to be a second hand running back. And not at every down running back. I fear that, like, the Bengals might use him as, like, an every down running back.
That'll worry me. Like, there's three down backs, and then there's every down back. And then there's, like...
Yeah.
What's the other term? I don't know.
And Moss just isn't that. Yeah. Yeah, Moss just isn't that. Like, he should come in... second down or first down and try to run the ball.
Is that the word? It's like relieving back almost. Like the back to give the other one some breathing time.
Hmm.
Is that the term?
I think so. Maybe.
I'm not remembering right now.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. He's an RB2.
Yeah.
Let me see. We planned this, I promise, guys. We did plan this out. It's just, there's a lot of good running backs, in my opinion.
Like, yeah, whenever, like, the list actually comes in front of you, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I need to move people. I'm obviously going to use tomorrow towards the front. Like, oh, surprise, Bijan, Christian McCaffrey, and them. Towards the front? Or, you're probably, yeah. I'm going to organize my list a little bit in a way that I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I'm just throwing the guys that I'm like, yeah, tomorrow, but like next episode tomorrow. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know, I can just like, these are not in order.
Breece Hall running back two?
No. Honestly, I will have him top three, I promise. He is the top three back in the league. And I'm a Patriots fan. And that's a Jets player. Alright, that's something big.
Yeah. I don't...
I'm not missing.
I'll just wait until...
I'll probably go for him here. It's because he is a rookie. And like... From what I saw in college, dude was a beast at running back. 27 touchdowns, I think, is what he ended up with last year. Just insanity. Like, absolute insanity. And if the Rams are getting that with him, and he can actually go and do that and take over for Kyren while he's hurt, and just be like that guy that just can step up, I'll put him higher. I think he can definitely be higher. His ceiling is a lot higher. I just think right now there's probably 32-ish running backs that I'd put over him just because they've proven themselves a little more and aren't old and banged up or anything or just actual backups.
Yeah, that's fair. And he's a rookie, so we don't quite know yet like what he is going to be. Yeah.
I've heard positives, though. I will give him that. I've heard positive reports, so.
Yeah. Let me actually look at something. I am looking at two of these guys.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because I love a lot of these running backs.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Khalil Herbert here.
Yeah. I hope you didn't forget about him.
Oh no. I was looking at White and Khalil Herbert.
Fair. I think White's a little better. I think White is, there's a reason they let Jacobs go over in the Raiders. I think it's because White actually looks really good. But I could be,
I mean, I don't know how much I trust the Raiders though. That they're keeping Aiden O'Connell at running or a QB1, so
I heard it's just both right now and both suck. That's what I heard. Hashtag save Devontae Adams. That's the movement I want to start here, people. The save Devontae Adams movement.
Yeah, Adams need to like go to the Jets or somewhere.
Never say that again, please.
Hey, I'm just saying that because of Aaron Rodgers.
Let him go back to Green Bay. I'm okay with that.
That would actually be a good... Actually, that'd be an amazing plan. Bring in Adams. Have the young guys learn from Adams.
Have Reed. I think Reed is their number one. Have Reed learn from Adams. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah. Hold up. Let us become the GM of the Packers.
Yeah, let us talk right now. Who am I kidding? We probably would have given up on Jordan Love already.
No, I would have. Because before last year, I was so low on Jordan Love and the Packers just in general.
I was kind of low.
I had them going like 6-11 or something crazy like that.
I think I remember that. You telling me something along those lines. I'm just trying to get like a basic premise of where I want to be. This is a lot rougher than it looks. So, yeah. No, because I like White. I like Spears. It's just so rough because I know a lot of these guys. Okay, your opinion, Najee or Warren, RB1?
This past year, Warren.
This next year, though.
Yeah, I would. The Steelers, like what the Steelers are gonna do, like it's gonna be Harris as RB1, but like, Warren does everything that Harris does.
Yeah.
And I think a bit better.
I was just asking because I'm gonna put him a little later, but do Raheem Mostert? I think dude is just old at this point and injury prone, and I think the reason they drafted Jalen Wright is because they know Mostert's hitting that age, and they have A-Chain, who I think is the RB1 for this team. He's not in top 15. I'm just putting towards the top so I can see people better organized-wise. That's at least my thought process. So Mostert's here at 32, which I think is a little crazy, but he's also old, and he just was kind of a touchdown hog this past year, kind of in the same boat as Gus Edwards, honestly. But he's just a little better at it than Edwards was. That's at least how I see him.
Yeah, Mostert really shined in that RPO system. Yeah, Mostert. Yeah, I'm gonna put White here. Zamir White, because there's been shine, like he had a handful of good games this year, like 145 yards against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Considering that defense is like really impressive, but I just have to see more from him. So I just think that there's, like, I like Spears more, like Edwards more, because we've seen more from him. Um, But yeah, I just... Yeah, I was thinking about putting Mostert here, but... Yeah, I just have to see more from Wyatt. I don't trust the Raiders.
No. That part, honestly, I'll give you. I really do understand him being... What do you have him at? 35, 34, 33. You got him at 32. So he's still top 32. So that's starting, you know?
Yeah.
Man, dude. This is a lot harder than it looks. I keep saying that, but it's true.
It is. Especially whenever all the guys are just, like, on the screen all at once.
Like, I'm just like, I like all these guys, and I'll put White. I'll go ahead and... This is, like, there's 10 spots for these guys, yeah. I'll go ahead and put White here at 31 for me. Again, I think White can be higher. It just hasn't shown it yet. Like, kind of the reasons, like, you're saying. Like, he just hasn't shown his full potential at all yet. So, I'm not that big a fan of where he's at right now.
Yeah. And it's hard to trust the Raiders.
It's so hard to trust them. Unbelievably hard.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine playing for that team.
I'd hate it. I'd want to win.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Raheem Mostert. I'm gonna put Raheem Mostert right here. He's up there in age. He's 31, I think. Uh-huh. Is he?
Yeah, he's like 31, maybe 32, but I think you're right about that. Yeah, he's 30.
32. He'll be 33 when... So it's like, yes, coming off the year that he came off, but like, the Dolphins have plenty of running backs behind him. Like Mostert, Jalen Wright. I think he fits that offense perfectly.
Yeah, like you got Wright, A-Chain, there's like two other guys in there too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to put Mostert here. Just the age is the one that's just a big killer.
The age and injury concern, man.
Yeah, Andy plus he got injured this year. Yeah.
He had 21 touchdowns. Like he was the top, but I don't think that's a repeat. Like that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, there's just some running backs where they just have a phenomenal year, and then they just, especially that old, like, it's going to be hard to repeat that performance.
No, it's not going to happen again. It's not, definitely not. Yeah, like, just thinking about it, I'm like, that's not going to happen again. Yeah, it'll be towards the back, too. I got Swift. DeAndre Swift.
Wow.
I'm being totally honest. He is not that good anymore. He was supposed to be like that guy with the Eagles this past year, and I think he did break 1,000, but that's just because they have like the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to break 1,000.
Yeah. Like, wealth in carries, fifth in yards, fifth in touchdowns, or 24th in touchdowns. But, like, just looking at his play, and I remember his play this past year, it was just not that good. And especially because now he's going to the Bears. I don't trust the Bears as much as I probably should. I just don't trust him. I just don't think he's that great of a running back anymore. This is his third team, all right, in the past 3 years. That's not a good look for a running back. That's usually a major red flag in their career.
I mean, maybe he just hasn't found the right place. I mean, he does tend to miss holes, too. Like, his vision's not that
big runs, and then just completely whiffs.
Yeah, like against the Vikings this year, like had an outstanding Thursday night football performance, but then just I think he had like a couple weeks where he did that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I have him at RB30, so it's not like he's not great, but he's not the worst on the list, obviously. I do think he's just fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, I mean, we should have knew whenever he dropped the pass in the end zone, his first ever game against the Lions, or with the Lions.
We got Gibson and Montgomery. We're both way better.
Yeah, Gibson is a dog. I like, Edwards. I'm going to put Edwards here.
Best plus.
Yeah, I just think the situation he was in was really good. And I would like to see more out of him. He got injured this year, didn't he?
No, he played all 17.
He played also. Well, I guess I'm just so used to Ravens running backs getting injured.
That's why I said it too. I was like, "Oh, he didn't."
But yeah, his skill just isn't up there with those guys. There are more better talented running backs in this league that are above him. Like even Spears, I like Spears more than I do Edwards.
Yeah. I think Spears is so underrated, man.
Yeah, he really is.
I really believe he's RB1 for that team.
Yeah, like even Pollard, like he's shown that like he needs another running back. So maybe Pollard might just go off this year with Spears.
Fine. Like I'm seriously gonna put them right next to each other and be like, you can flip flop, because it's honestly just probably gonna end up being a flip flop. But, you know, it is what it is. He was... Yeah. But I'm with you on Gus Bus. It's very close for these three for me. For Edwards, Corum, and Mostert. Because I'm doing it, obviously. I'm doing it with rookies included. He's putting just rookies in the right rankings. But yeah. Twenty-nine. Man, okay, I'll do the rookie. Yeah, that feels
yeah, I was gonna mention Jonathan Brooks, but then just gonna let you cook.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure it out. Yeah, I think Brooks works. Obviously rookie, so number one little thing. He was injured this past year. That's number two. He was a beast, though. So, like, I'm a big believer in the guy. I think he's better than the rest of this group. Obviously, I have him ranked higher at 29. Oh, wait. 28. I think this is 28. This might be 28.
It is 28, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I have him at 28. Yeah, so 28. Even better, right? Even better.
Yeah.
That'd be my RB28.
Where would you rate Jalen Wright? I know this is very
random. Right here. Like right in here, too. Like him and Brooks were super close for me. It was just the injury that was the issue. But I think Brooks went to a better spot to start out. Maybe a better spot, actually. Maybe not. It just really is depending on Mostert and A-Chain.
I think
Brooks will have a starting role the minute he's healthy. But I think... Wright is going to need someone to get hurt to be able to get the starting role.
Yeah, he will. Because he's RB3 now, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just fits in the system so well.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Wright.
Yeah. So I'd put him right there, like 28. If we were going to put him in here, I just couldn't find anything. If we were going to put him in here, he'd be right there with him.
Yeah, I'm going to put DeAndre Swift here. Like he said, third team in his third year, so it's just like he hasn't found his place yet. He's shown some bright spots, but then like goes back to what he is, and then it's just like the consistency is not there for what I would like. And I just have to see more of a consistent year from Swift. So yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm with you on it. I'm completely, hold on. Am I miscounting right now? One, two.
No, yeah, it's 10. We're at 28.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't feeling like we were. So are we at 28 now?
No, we're at 27 now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I just noticed you put 28 through 21.
There it is. All right, that's what was wrong. Because this is supposed to be 29. This is 29.
Wait, that's...
Yeah, no. It is. Because this is...
38, 37, 36.
Yeah.
You also did that with 15 through 21, too. 21 through 28.
Well, shoot. Whoops. Sorry, guys. I'm a little tired today. Well, I'm going to move Brooks over. Congrats, Brooks. You just got promoted.
You're in a tier above these guys.
Yeah. Whole tier.
Wait.
Think so for now.
Oh, wait, yeah. Actually, I just did math horribly wrong there.
It's okay. We're not great at math here. We're a football podcast. We're not a math podcast. Dude, this is rough. This is so rough. At this point, like...
Yeah, like, the top tier guys are, like, top tier, but the bottom tier are just, like...
Okay. These four, obviously, tomorrow. Like, the guys I'm going over right now, if you're just listening, it's Christian McCaffrey, Breece Hall, Robinson, and Williams. They are tomorrow, for sure. Gibbs, tomorrow. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm not telling y'all where. I'm just saying tomorrow. No, I keep saying... Why do I keep saying tomorrow? I am tired. yeah. Definitely putting a few of these guys for the next one. You're gonna hate me. You might hate me. I'm
Oh, brother.
I'm a bigger Najee believer, man. I believe in Najee Harris. Alright? I'm a big Najee fan. I got Jalen
Warren. Yeah, but Jalen Warren above guys like Javonte Williams can't stay healthy. Brian Robinson,
dude got shot and put up 2 touchdowns and 100 yards. Alright?
Okay, that is fair.
I've had many men playing when he was running out of the tunnel. I'm sorry, that aura alone puts him above Jalen Warren. I'm sorry. That alone does it for me.
But Jalen Warren just runs angry and just can do... But, like, the things... Yeah.
I will say it's very close.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this is why we have two separate lists, so.
They're close, though. I won't lie. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very close.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it's not, but.
Yeah. I mean, they were super close in statistically and.
So you think Stevens is better than Warren?
Who?
Stevenson.
Yes. Stevenson is
better than Spears?
Criminally underrated right now.
Even better than Alvin Kamara?
Oh, no. Kamara still has it just because of that receiving stuff, but Stevenson is criminally underrated.
Yeah, I mean...
His healthy year, okay, over 1,000 yards. He cracked it easy. This past year, 600 yards in 12 games. He was cracking 1,000 again for sure. He had 1,400 yards in 2022. He had 800 yards in 12 games this past season. And he's also had a terrible team around him with a terrible line. Criminally underrated right now. I'm also a big fan, though. So there's that part. And you can disagree with me, and I respect that. But I just still think he's criminally underrated. I gotta fix yours, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Warren this low, personally, but...
Fair. Did I skip you?
I don't think so. Gonna look at something.
I'm at 29 and you're at 28. Yeah, we're both at 28. Okay, we're good. Wait. No, because I'm at 27. No, wait. What? Hold on, am I tripping? There's what's wrong. Found it. I didn't skip you.
Yeah. I'm gonna kinda somewhat have a hot take here.
I'm gonna riot on one person, and it cannot be. Actually, it's two people. There's two people you cannot do, otherwise, you're fine.
Who are those two people?
Rashard White and Ramondre Stevenson. As long as it's not those two, I don't care.
Alright, so Christian McCaffrey's okay? No, I'm fine. That's fine. I'm going to put Alvin Kamara here.
What?
Yeah.
That's a hot take. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. I'll respect it, though. I'll let you cook.
I mean, he's 28. He's coming off his worst year of his career. It's just everything's falling downhill over there in New Orleans. And it's just... He's slowing down, clearly. Like, you can just watch and see. And Brian Robinson had better numbers than he did this year. Rashid White, I think, had better numbers than he did this year.
White was top four, at least fantasy-wise. I'm pretty sure White was, like, top 10.
So it's like... he's old, he's coming off the worst year of his career, he's slowing down, the Saints are building that offensive line. It's just, I don't see Kamara being a top running back anymore. Like, I understand the receiving, yes, but it's just...
I'm going to move Warren then, because I'm agreeing with you. I didn't realize it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's hit that age.
Thank you.
At that age.
Thank you for removing.
Yeah, I will admit, I honestly kind of forgot Kamara is old. I still think Kamara, you know, when I hear Kamara, I'm like, oh, Alvin Kamara, Mr. 62 points on Christmas Day, Alvin Kamara. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, sometimes the name, like...
It's really the name sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
Yeah, like Odell Beckham Jr., for an example. Like,
people still think he's good. I'll take any of the three top three Patriots wide receivers over him right now. Hot take. Not really. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, they can stay healthy. You just added Alvin Kamara to your...
Yeah, so kind of... I just quickly moved Alvin Kamara back, like, behind Warren. Dude's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I threw him
good.
On.
Good. This is hard. I am gonna put beers.
All right. I respect it.
I nearly want to put Pollard here, though.
Hey, whichever one you want there. I honestly, I can't even convince myself. I think Spears will be better, but I don't think he's better right now.
So. Yeah. Can you just throw up Spears and Pollard together?
Let me do some respect.
Fast. Yes, thank you. Wait, yes, thank you. Fixing your
which,
list.
Which order, don't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, we'll both just kind of do double here then.
For the TikTok fans, you can put Pollard above because then they'll be like, wait.
I know they're gonna throw a hissy fit. They will throw a immediate hissy fit. Like our wide receivers. People were getting so upset. That was so funny.
Yeah.
I just said, go check out the video.
Oh wait, you just added.
I did both for you.
Okay, yeah. So it's back to me now?
No, because I still gotta. I gotta do.
That. Oh yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, but what's your reasoning on it? While I put mine up.
It's just, I like them two together. I like Spears and Pollard together, because I think Pollard needs that running back, an extra hand in the running back role. Spears is just really underrated. Like, watching Titans games, like, Spears had some explosive plays, just very young. He really did good behind Henry, too. Like, when Henry came out, like, Spears came in. But, yeah, overall, I just like Spears more.
I will say
than Pollard.
Completely. So I obviously, hold on. Yeah, I'm going to go like this for now. Just because Spears, I think, has a higher ceiling than both of them, but I think right now, I think Pollard and Warren. Pollard, this past year, you can agree, I think Pollard was probably a little better than Warren. But
wrong.
Warren was in an RB2 role. Pollard was in an RB1 role. He didn't play it well, but he was still the RB1. So I gotta give a little credit where credit was due. Pollard's still a solid running back. He's solid at receiving. He's shifty. I can give him that. He has a nice burst, and dude can get in for a touchdown. So I gotta give credit where credit's due. He's not as great as some other guys, but he's still good. So I have Brooks at 29, Warren at 28, Spears at 27, Warren at 26, Pollard at 25.
But okay, Pollard attempts 252 attempts, 1,000 yards, 4 yards average, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Warren 149 attempts, 784 yards, 5.3 average, 4 touchdowns.
Okay, how's the receiving?
Like, that's just, Jalen Warren would have broken 1,000 yards this year if he would have had Warren's attempts.
Okay. How's the receiving side?
61 receptions. Wait. Oh gosh. Receiving. Oh, dude, where do I see that? Okay, there. Wait. 370 yards for Warren. Pollard is 311. So,
targets, more receptions.
I just think, like, Warren is more productive than Pollard.
I can respect it. I mean, technically, receiving-wise, Pollard was more productive because his average was higher. No, it wasn't. I'm tripping. I was looking at 2022. Oops.
Yeah, dude, I think Pollard's just somewhat of a, like, name now. Like, after that 1 year.
I was just thinking of last year.
And Warren just doesn't play that one. Like, Warren, it has Harris. So it's like, okay. Like, Like, let's see this. Najee Harris stats. Then let's compare him to...
I will say Najee's coming up, by the way, for me. I hope you know. Because it is your pick, by the way, so...
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I've been...
You're defending Warren's name. I respect it.
I will defend Warren. Okay. Pollard, boom, boom. I am going with Brian Robinson. Wait.
I'm waiting. You got someone else you want to put up?
Yeah, no, I'm putting Brian Robinson there.
You thought about Williams, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, Brian Robinson, his numbers aren't as good as these other guys, and I just don't think the Commanders are helping him. I think he might have a better year this year, since, like, Jaden Daniels, he might have that Gus Edwards role.
Probably.
Like, where Daniels runs and then an RPO or, like, a option. So, I think Brian Robinson could have a good year this year, but based off this past year, I think that these other guys just had better years overall.
That's fair. Honestly, that's completely great. I didn't like that they brought in Eckler. I thought it was useless. At least my opinion.
Maybe as like a role model.
Maybe.
Or like
help the room, deepen the group. I would have kept Gibson around, respectfully.
I would have too.
Yeah. So here's where I'm gonna have Brian Robinson, right in front of Warren. It's super close. I hope you know it is super close. Like, it is. If I could have seen Warren in an RB1 role, I could probably put him higher. But I haven't seen him do that yet. So I have Robinson there, especially considering, dude got shot in the leg, like two years ago now, and still came out and played like 6 weeks later and everything.
I mean, okay, that's impressive. Like, I am glad that he was able to do that, but like, that does not affect my rankings, to me personally, because it's like, yes, he did do that, but like. Still, like, the skill level's got to be there, too.
I mean, it's there. I've watched him.
I mean, it is there, but, like, compared to Jalen Warren, I don't think it is.
Warren's just what outranks him. Like, I know that's funny. It's me being a little funny about it.
Yeah, I'm just really high on Warren. Like, really high.
I know.
Like, top 10 high. No, nah, but. I'm going to put Williams here. Yeah. Coming off a pretty decent year, had 700 yards. Kind of in the same role as White, somewhat because of. I, like, don't trust the Broncos, but I still think the talent is there. So.
I remember everybody and their mom was selling the bag in fantasy football 2 years ago to get this guy. It was, like, it was bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, I had Williams on my team this past year.
I have some notes from Javonte Williams trades from 2022. It is the most insane thing I think I've seen for a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull him up for y'all. Might make some people laugh. I don't know. Let's see. Let's get a league up that I've had for a while. Yeah, this one will work. History. Was it this one? Oh, okay. What? Nope, not this one. But there was a league where it was like Lamar Jackson and four Javonte Williams and like two QB.
That's crazy.
Oh, there's been some. I found the league. There it is. It's so bad. I remember looking at the trade, and being like, "Huh? Okay, this is the trade." George Kittle, Javonte Williams for a 2022 first, a 2023 first, a 2024 first, a 2022 second, a 2020. It's literally so 2022 first through fourth, 2023 first through fourth, 2024 first through fourth round picks.
Oh my gosh.
Someone traded him again the same offseason, a day later, for Adams, Ridley, Hollywood Brown, Damian Harris, and a 2024 third and second.
Golly, people were giving up bags.
Yeah, it was insanity. I never understood it, but it was insanity. I will never do that. Mm-mm. After Jonathan Taylor, no. People do that with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, though.
It's crazy. Kind of off topic because fantasy, but still. Are we running long, by the way?
I was legit about to text you. We're at an hour and 11 minutes. I was kind of thinking stopping at 22.
No, because we're chilling because we only have a few more because we're stopping at 19.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good then.
Yeah, because we're at what? So.
Oh, wait. We are at 22 right now. Oh, yeah, we only have three more. Yeah, we're actually good.
We're 23, yeah. 23, yeah. I'll put Najee. Yeah, Najee will go, like, right here. Maybe. No, because Aaron Jones. Nah, he's still been a beast.
Okay, Aaron Jones is, like... coming off this year is just...
Yeah. This past year, he was a beast. I kind of slipped my mind for a second. Yeah, Najee will be here at 23 for me. Again, he's good. Like, he's good. I think he's just not great.
Under Williams? Under Mixon? Under Jacobs? Oh, brother. Under Taylor?
Who? What?
Under Josh Jacobs... Actually, no, Josh Jacobs is still relevant. Under Mixon.
Mixon?
Under Williams.
Hold on. Am I not thinking of the... Mixon was good this past year, dog.
Mixon?
Yes.
Okay, let's compare.
Yeah. They were pretty much equals. And I was thinking about Mixon.
Joe Mixon had 1,000 yards?
Yeah, they actually were literally like equals. Just, Mixon had another touchdown and was better in the receiving side.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Mixon the edge.
Receiving side of things, if you look at the receiving.
Yeah, the receiving is... But, yeah.
I will say it's not as bad. Like, Mixon will come up probably next episode early. But, yeah.
But above... Under Williams, though?
It's right there. Williams is next, I promise. It's like... well, okay.
Yeah. I am... I am defending these Steelers guys so hard.
You're right. Because you're right. I'm just... Wait, I will defend the Patriots guy when he comes up. But he'll start tomorrow for me. He'll be like right there. I thought he'd be like right at the end of today for me, but I'm like, no. He'll start tomorrow. I'll have Williams here at 23, so I'll let you have 22. Or 23 as well.
Yeah, have to. Rashee Rice or Najee Harris. Wait, no, no. We're thinking of the wrong guy. Never mind, J.K. Lowell.
White is really good, I promise.
Yeah, I was thinking of...
You cannot put Warren over him. That is the one thing I will not allow.
Please. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put Najee Harris here.
Okay, that's fair.
I think Harris is just not what we drafted him to be necessarily. Like, we thought we were getting a number one guy, and he just hasn't quite shown that yet, to be that, like, number one star guy. He's just, like... Jalen Warren's competing with him, and it's just, yeah. I think Harris is not as good as these other guys on the list. Simple as that. I still think he is talented, but
he's just slow. Like, honestly, when I think of, like, his issue, he's just slow. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Warren is slower than Warren.
Warren is slower than Warren.
Wait, Harris is slower than Warren. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, the yeah, it is currently midnight while we're recording this, everyone. You know, just a heads up.
As a midnight recording.
We've been recording for a day.
Yeah, whole day.
had to add a dad joke in there.
It's usually my job, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Najee will end out my 22. We'll be 22. We got 21, 20, and 19. So there's three left for the day. Najee will be my 22. Same reasons, though. It's just I think he's slightly better right now than the rest of the lot. I mean, there's a reason he was starting over Warren, you know?
Yeah, but Warren started somewhat throughout the season.
Yeah,
like, they're giving Warren the ball more.
It was like Zeke and Pollard. They like complement each other.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm really excited for.
And honestly, y'all are probably gonna have a heavy run game and use your second tight end as your number one tight end and stuff. So
yeah. Hopefully we don't do that. I'll do it.
Alright.
I'll put Warren here.
Yay, he curved.
I think Warren is a phenomenal back. I really do. But I'm just looking at these other guys, and I'm just like, who could I put above him? And there's not much of an option. Actually,
what are you thinking?
David Montgomery.
No.
Hold up.
No, you're not cooking right now. There's no way you think. Hold on. No. 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. Warren is not that guy.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to do
no.
Steven said I couldn't even do that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to push these Steelers like guys up because like I'm so confident in them. Like I'm trying to push them up so high, but like I just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warren is a dog. I'm keeping Warren here at 22.
Yeah.
He's ending my 22. Or my... Yeah, 22 through 29. But yeah.
No, okay, I'm standing on business right now. Aaron Jones.
Oh, brother.
Here, 2022 was a great year. This past year, though, brother, he had 600 yards.
Oh.
As a running back, and he's on a new team.
Okay. To be fair, you do have a point. But the end year, like his, like playoff games, and just the end of the year was just phenomenal, though.
Oh yeah, I'll give you that much. Yeah. I'm with you, but I think he's on a new team. Okay. You know what happens every time a running back goes to a new team, like usually what happens, is they fall off. It's like. It's probably what's going to happen with him.
Hey, Rui.
Bad spot, by the way, for tomorrow. This or the next one. This is going to be so controversial.
What is?
There's all of these top running backs. Like, I'm looking
to
make someone mad. At some point. I'm sure I made somebody mad already.
Yeah, we definitely already made someone mad.
Titans fans.
But... Yeah, but, like, we're still high on...
No, it's not like we're low on them. We just have them here for now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll 21 for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm... Yeah, I'm going to put Jones here. You got a point. He's getting older, too, so it's going to be hard defend him and, like... Yes, he did have a good end of the year, but, like, he was struggling throughout the year. They were putting A.J. Dillon out there.
Sucks.
So.
He's better at Farm Simulator than he is football.
Farm Simulator? What?
He streams Farm Simulator. Do you not know that?
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is crazy.
I know, it's really funny.
I did not. I knew he streamed, but I didn't know his farms.
Yeah, fun fact of your day.
Bro, that is hilarious. And honestly, I did not realize Aaron Jones had that many yards.
Honestly, I was thinking it was 2022 year as well. And then I went and looked. I'm like, he only had 600. Like, Stevenson had better yards or, like, stats this past year, and they played the same amount of games almost. Receiving-wise, even Stevenson won. So, like, I will put Stevenson over him.
Yeah.
What are we at, 20?
I'm thinking of one guy right now that I'm going to put next.
Are we at 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Christian McCaffrey. Actually, Justin Fields. No, I'm just kidding. No, we should have done that. That would have been funny.
Justin Fields changed role. We could do one that's like, what if they changed position rankings?
Man, I'm stuck now because I can't do because he had a good year. Yeah, no, I can't do that, and I still think he's having a good year. We're at what, 20?
Yeah.
Stevenson might end my day. Yeah, Stevenson's ending my day. I'll go with White. I like White a lot. Honestly, I think he could be top 10 by the end of the year because I think he's that good. I think he's got the receiving, and I think he's got the rushing, and I think he's one of the two bright spots of, like, weapons-wise now because Godwin kind of fell off this past year, but he's, like, one of the top bright spots for this team. Like I said, he's got both. He missed a game or two, and he would have been over 1,000 easy. But I like the rest of the group better, just a little better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one guy under him. Okay. I have David Montgomery.
Oh.
I just like White more than I do Montgomery. I think Gibbs would be taking over that role in Detroit. I think White will be getting that RB1 role, so he's just going to produce better than Montgomery does. And the Bucs just have better – okay, no. No, I can't – no. Yeah, I almost said they have better pieces, but then I was like, yeah, that's the Lions, Jacob. I'm just so used to the Lions sucking.
Yeah, like thinking about it, we're in off season mode. It doesn't even think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I can see that.
And I think Montgomery is 27.
But he's not at fall off age. That's 29.
Yeah, but he's getting up there. Yeah, he's 27. He'll be 28 when he starts the year.
Fair, fair. So fair.
So.
Like I said, I'll have Stevenson in doubt today for me at 19. It hurts, but hey, I have him in my top 20. I think he could still be higher. I believe in Stevenson. I am a Stevenson believer. Healthy Stevenson this year. He's gonna win a league or two for people, mainly me. But I'm ready for it. RB19 for me for Bondurant Stevenson. So yeah, I mean there's a lot said. I think he's a great rusher. I think he's a great receiver. Dude knows where the hole is in the line and gets through it quickly and efficiently. He also is a bigger back and can take a hit or two and keep going. Like, dude is the total package and is undervalued and talked about. I know I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm kind of like juicing up my own guy. But still, I think he's very criminally underrated. He's not.
I mean,
he wasn't day two worthy. I thought the rest of these guys kind of had it a little more right now. I was going to think about David Montgomery. Heck, I might change my mind. Actually, I do have one. I just juiced him up. But like, come on, what has A-Chain done yet? Hold on, I'm thinking right now. I'm showing out my thought process. Okay, never mind. A-Chain actually did have a lot better year than I thought. I thought it was like,
yeah, A-Chain had like a really good year.
Like it was,
but it's just like the consistency that I'm worried about.
Yeah, averaging of 8 yards. Carry, yeah, sorry guys.
Yeah.
I was just thinking out the thought process out loud. But yeah, Stevenson, you're at 19. Feels like a good spot. I think he could be higher. But that's where I have him for now. So he'll end out my day.
Yeah. Hold up. I might have like an extremely hot take.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gonna say his name, but I'm not gonna put him here yet. Thinking of Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Because he just cannot consistently stay healthy. And it's like every year he just gets injured after injury. Like when he's healthy, he's phenomenal, but he just can't stay healthy.
Okay. Fair. Fair, fair.
Like he's coming off 600-yard season.
740.
Or 700, sorry. Oh, yeah, 741.
Seven touchdowns though in 10 games.
Hold up.
700 yards.
Let's do some comparing real quick.
He plays all 17 games, 74 yards a game. He's gonna be at 1,200 yards and how many touchdowns? He'd have 12 touchdowns and 1,300 yards, basically. That's not including receiving. Goodness gracious, his 2021 year was disgusting. There's no way you cannot have Rashad White and Stevenson over him right now, though. Like that, I'm a big fan of both, but he's still better than both of them.
Okay. No, never mind. Dude, why can't I,
I do some stuff like this, though. Just
I'm trying. I'm trying to compare Jalen Warren numbers to...
I mean... look at it flat.
Okay, Jalen Warren's.
You are just on Jalen Warren right now, by the way.
No, I know. Okay. Okay, never mind. I can't win that argument. Nope, never mind. Never mind, never mind.
Taylor wins, I promise. Every
time. Yeah, Taylor's winning that argument. Watch this. If Jalen Warren has like a 1,500-yard season or something crazy.
Give it to you. I'll never talk about a running back again.
But I'm just going to... Who did you put?
Ended the day with Stevenson, but you know.
Stevenson, yeah, that's probably a good to end off with.
He's a good back, but like he's just like
we haven't seen these guys. It's hard. It's
We just haven't seen it yet because he got hurt this past year due to a freaking hip drop tackle. So glad it's gone.
Yeah, and the Patriots O-line did not help out either, so...
Oh, freaking idiots. I'm not even going to say the word I was thinking of. Not that word. The word that everybody just thought of in their head. Thinking of... I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. Terrorists, I guess. Yeah, oh, I got canceled. There you go. That's what the Patriots O-line is. But terrorists. Bunch of terrorists.
Zane is calling football players terrorists.
Never mind. Nope, that joke does not come out of your mouth, Zane. No, it is anyway. I was going to say it's not like I'm calling a Jets player a terrorist, but it's fine.
Alright, we need to wrap this up soon or Zane's going to be...
Making jokes, I should. Anyway, that's where I feel like that's where we're wrapping it up. You know, number 19. Hope y'all appreciate us. You know, we're back finally.
We are. Thoughts? No. I think we covered it.
We ended on that joke, so. Please don't cancel me. So we'll end it off today. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope y'all see you in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.